Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to another in the Pre-System Teleseminar series. This is the series of interviews we do with system faculty members before each system seminar. These are brand new interviews, brand new material, current, up-to-date content. You'll see we're not pitching anything. There's no fluff to these calls. We're doing everything we can to give you immediately useful ideas that you can take away and apply to your business right away. This call, we're having a very interesting guest. Her name is Cindy Kapler. She's from Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Cindy.
Good morning.
And Cindy represents a group of our students who are mothers, and they would much rather work at home and control their own hours than go and punch a clock somewhere and work God knows how many hours. Because as anybody knows who has a white collar job these days, the 40-hour work week is now a joke. Quote, voluntary overtime is now the norm. And that just is not compatible with family life, especially if you're the mom. And Cindy's got five little ones at home, so she's got her hands full. So we're going to be talking about how internet marketing has allowed her to be at home and earn a living. And we're going to talk about the various ways that she's been doing that using her internet knowledge. And Cindy's a great case of somebody who has leveraged internet knowledge in a variety of different ways. And we're also going to talk about Cindy's role in helping me develop System Smart Beginners, which is our home study course for people that are getting started in internet marketing, and the accompanying membership site and coaching program for people that want to go further with that. So we're going to talk about the process of developing those projects and how Cindy has been helping me and how she's been helping lots and lots of internet marketers over the last several years now. So welcome, Cindy.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and today, even though it's May and should be hot, it's cool and a little cloudy in Tucson.
It is. It's wonderful. It's maybe 65 degrees. How nice for us.
Excellent. So when did you first get exposed to internet marketing? When did you first hear about it? And you're a system grad, of course.
Right. I discovered internet marketing in 2002, and totally by accident. My husband and I had written a little book about pregnancy called We're Pregnant, and we went to a book marketing boot camp. And while I was there, I actually met an internet marketer who talked about taking your product online and selling it online.
Okay. And that was the first idea that you ever had that, this internet thing is useful for more than just surfing and sending and receiving email.
It had never occurred to me before then, to be honest.
Amazing. Okay. And now you've had a lot of professional and corporate experience before writing this book and before discovering the internet.
Yes, that's correct. I worked for state government for 15 years in Arizona. So I was at one point the deputy chief of staff of the Arizona House of Representatives, and then spent my last 5 years in state government at our Department of Revenue as the deputy director.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
And all that time I was having kids and trying to figure out how to juggle my 45, 50, sometimes 55-hour work week with first one, then two, then three, then four little children.
Okay. So then learning and mastering and putting to practical use your internet knowledge became an acute focus for you.
Absolutely. And I was always a parent who I wanted to raise my own kids. We had a wonderful place we could send them during the day, wonderful daycare, but I still wanted to be the one raising them, not having somebody else, having them more time than I had them.
Absolutely. So what would you say to people who are at the beginning? Because this is primarily, we're going to recommend this call to people that are either thinking about beginning the process of learning internet marketing, or they're on at the beginning of the road. They've heard some things, maybe they've read some e-books, maybe they've attended some teleseminars, maybe they even have gone to one of these big events that are floating around these days. What would you say, based on the years now that you've put into this, what's the payoff? How do you, and most important, how do you maximize your payoff? How do you get the biggest bang for your buck and for your time expended, and what kinds of things should you focus on as a beginner?
Tough questions. But
I know. Can I just say, and the reason I'm bringing this up is a lot of the huge, humongous internet marketing success stories, you know, where you hear about somebody making $1 million in a day, you know, and you go, oh my God, you know, let me read the book he was reading. They're a little not quite right. First of all, no one ever made $1 million in a day. They spent 2.5 years working full time, gearing up to make that $1 million day. So it's still not a bad way to spend, you know, 2.5 years, but, and plus there was hundreds of thousands of dollars of investment going into that. So anyway, that's a whole other story, but a lot of the people that have these huge, seemingly overnight success stories are people that had extensive direct marketing background or even had a lot of internet experience, you know, marketing experience before they came out as teachers. So, you know, some of the dramatic, you know, over the top, instant overnight riches stories, just really when you examine them, don't pan out. And I know that sometimes beginners get discouraged and wonder, gee, why haven't I made my first million? It's already been 2 days. Shouldn't I have $1 million by now? So now it's a different process when you're starting to learn internet marketing from ground, you know, from zero. You know, you maybe have never been a marketer. So I do want to point out, anybody that could do the kinds of things that Cindy did at her job wasn't, in effect, a marketer, because I'm sure you had to persuade all kinds of people and deal with all kinds of people and make all kinds of people happy and make all kinds of things happen. So that, in a sense, is definitely marketing in a way. But still, for someone that has no formal marketing experience, no formal selling experience, no formal direct marketing or internet marketing experience, what's realistic and how do you get there being knowledgeable and effective at making money, how do you get there as fast as possible based on now that you've gone through the process?
Okay. I think that the most important thing that I did was learn that I couldn't jump from person to person to person and product to product to product and think that I would ever accomplish anything. And so once I figured out if I could just pick one person or two people who I truly believe in the field and follow what they're doing and take from the beginning what they could teach me through as far as I could get it and just keep doing and stick with something, that's when I started to see results.
Gotcha.
And so, I mean, I was fortunate to end up in an apprenticeship program, which was very, very focused. But I want to go to your point of making $1 million in a day.
Yeah.
The very first product that I ever sold online, aside from our little pregnancy book, but the first product I ever sold online, it took 6 months to create. And so that's from day one, coming up with the idea, starting to outline it, putting it all together, collecting the information. It was an information product. So turning the e-books into e-books that people could buy, setting up the web page, writing the sales letter, creating all the sales links, and any type of material that we were doing. And then for that particular product, contacting JV partners and getting people to work with me and then ultimately coming to a launch date. And so I believe that we started working on the product maybe January 13th and the launch date was June 9th. So it's not like, you know, within a week suddenly, boom, I was making money. And on that particular launch date on June 9th, I believe we made $9,100 and some dollars.
Okay, so, which is excellent, really, when you think about it.
It was really, really exciting.
Absolutely.
But it took 6 months of planning, just like you were saying. It's not something where you just suddenly, boom, you come up with an idea and it happens overnight. And there was a lot of work that went into getting to that point.
And I know you did that as efficiently as humanly possible. I'm sure every time you found yourself with free time, you were on it, moving the ball forward. And that's the second issue. It's not like you're some kid living in his parents' basement with no job who's got nothing to do but study internet marketing. You've got a lot of responsibilities between your family and your job at the time and, the desire to have a life. Imagine that, somewhere in between all that. So your free time is, I would imagine, is fairly limited.
That's probably true. I would agree with that. But what helped me the most was looking at what I was doing online, you know, whether I was going to work every single day or whether it was, I had time off and I could just focus on online work, but I looked at my online business or online goals as a job. And I finally had to say to myself, you know, look, if you were at work, what expectation would you have for yourself? And once I, number one, designated certain hours in a day where I absolutely put myself either on the computer or in front of internet marketing materials and either studied or practiced or whatever it was I needed to do, that was a huge turning point for me. And for me, this sounds crazy to a lot of people, I'm sure, but 4 o'clock in the morning, I am out of bed and heading for the computer because my kids are sleeping. They're quiet. You know, life is good, and I have 2 solid hours with nobody bothering me.
Well, so, you know, I've actually heard similar stories from lots of moms because that is your only time, literally. And what I admire about you and other people that do that is that's what it takes, so you're doing it, you know. That's great.
And the other thing I did that I think really helps me is I put a value on my time. If I was getting up in the morning and going to my real job, I knew exactly what I got paid per hour, and I think everybody does. But when you sit at home and you try to run your own business, you don't always quantify the value of your own time.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I did that was just simply to figure out in the beginning, what is my reasonable goal for making money this month? You know, what dollar figure do I want to make? And then how many hours do I believe that I have to apply to that particular task this month? Then I simply divided how much I wanted to make by how many hours I had to give to it, and I gave myself a dollar value for my time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put a dollar value on your time, you no longer want to surf online. You no longer want to read articles that are unrelated to what you're doing. You want to be very, very focused because every minute is time.
This is really good advice, and I'm kind of, you know, in a place where I just sort of know what to do, and there's no gap between, like, if I have free time, I'm filling it with productive work. And to me, it's second nature, but I'll tell you this, I didn't start out that way.
Yep.
And there were many, 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 many years where, I don't know, I mean, part of it was I didn't know what to do. And I didn't have as many things that I could plug my effort into it and get a pretty certain result. So that's part of the thing that's a little demotivating sometimes when you're just starting out. But I think this point you've made about looking at the time in your life that you have and taking it very seriously and being really disciplined about it never even occurred to me how important that was until you just mentioned it. And that one thing right there could be the big difference for a lot of beginners, because really it, there are tricks and there are secrets and there are things to learn, but the ultimate thing is you got to be doing stuff. If you do things, things happen. If you don't do things, things are guaranteed not to happen.
Mm-hmm.
that little bit of advice you give, and so much of what happens in our lives and our business lives is sort of serendipitous. You know, it's like you think, well, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, and you apply yourself to that, and as you're doing that, other things, positive things, happen that you didn't even anticipate. You know, opportunities come along because you're on the trail. You know, you're on the right track. So there's two reasons to take advantage of your time. One is just feel, you know, if you don't use your time effectively, nothing's going to get done. But the second is there's sort of an intangible, and it really is intangible, and I can't describe it scientifically, but there's an intangible effect when you are focused on something and applying yourself. You'll get benefits way beyond whatever task it is that you set out for yourself. If that makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is kind of an amazing thing that just came out in the newspaper the other day in the science section of the New York Times. Apparently, the brain can learn and does learn to become more disciplined through exercise of discipline. And it's something that, I mean, we kind of always knew that, but now it's been measured and it's crystal clear and there's just no question or doubt about it anymore. So if you're a little on the disorganized side, or you're maybe not a champion at making disciplined decisions about how to use your time, don't think that that's just you and you can't change. It's been proven now that by regular application of discipline, your mind will become more and more disciplined to the point that when you have a free minute, you'll just automatically find yourself filling it with something productive. So be encouraged, even if you're as disorganized and haphazard as I was when I got started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Cindy, go ahead.
Oh, no, and to that point, I agree with that. You know, a lot of times I'll take a break during the day and just go for a walk, and there's something I haven't figured out, and I'm not even thinking about it when I start walking, but boom, all of a sudden the idea comes to me. And so you're right, it's like your brain has sort of organized all that unorganization in the background and suddenly made sense of it and spit out ideas that, wow, they make sense, they solve problems, or they move you forward.
Yeah, it's really true. It's really true. You don't, as long as you're in the game, consistently applying yourself, you'll get a lot of freebies. You know, you'll get a lot of bonuses. You'll get a lot of lightning strikes that will, you know, things will pop into your head that you know you might never have anticipated that could be worth a lot of money to you. And do remember, everybody, and this is sort of a sidebar, but it's so important. We're learning mechanics, and we focus ourselves on executing the mechanics, and we give it our best shot, and we see what the results are. But always, always, always have your eye open, your eyes open for the big idea that's beyond your original idea. It's amazing how often you'll start with a relatively modest project. And I do, by the way, recommend everybody start with modest stuff. Don't set crazy, wild goals, you know, for yourself. I don't care what the gurus say, you know. It's better to get a job done than to have some wild fantasy that you're too intimidated to even start, you know. So, but it's amazing how often if you keep your eyes open, you'll start something modest and this humongous opportunity will come along. So just be aware of that. Keep your eyes open.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, I was going to say the other thing that really has helped me, and, you know, everybody says this, write a to-do list. But if you write a to-do list, especially at the end of each day, so when today is over and I'm done working, it's 2:15, I know it's almost time to go pick up the kids, I sit down and I write a to-do list of what I need to get done tomorrow. And so when I wake up tomorrow morning and I'm ready to work, I already know what has to be done. I don't waste any time trying to figure it out. My list is right there in front of me, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. And I really try to focus my time on that list until those items are done before I move on to something else.
That is such good advice. And I think not only do you wake up ready to go, but I have a feeling while you're asleep, your mind is kind of getting yourself geared up for the most productive way to accomplish all those things. And, you know, that may seem like a simple idea to some people. I cannot tell you how profound it is. And I can give you two examples of people that swear by that idea. I mean, they don't just think it's a good idea. They think it's the idea. One of them was a guy named Charles Schwab, not the guy that started the stock brokerage company, but the guy that worked with Andrew Carnegie. And he actually sold that idea to Andrew Carnegie for $10,000. He said, I'm going to give you an idea that's going to completely revolutionize your efficiency. And Andrew Carnegie was already pretty efficient. And Carnegie said, well, you know, what is it? And he goes, well, it's so simple that when you hear it, you won't want to pay me. But if you do pay me now and I tell it to you, you'll realize that you actually got a bargain. Carnegie bit, handed over the 10 grand. And Charles Schwab said, here's the idea. Before you go to bed at night, take out an index card and write the top things that you want to accomplish the next day. And Carnegie said, oh, my God, that's so simple. But you're right, it's worth a fortune. And the other guy that swears by it and has built his life around it is my hero of the digital age, Mark Andreessen. Now, this is a guy that at age 22 created the first web browser, had 1 million users in a year, completely revolutionized the Internet and every other industry that we know, has since then co-founded Netscape, which was worth hundreds of millions to him. And then he created another company, which he sold recently for $1.2 billion in cash. And now he's on his third company, which is doing phenomenally well. And that's his method, too. He says it's so valuable. He says he couldn't get anything done without it. So I took a little time to highlight this thing because it is so important. And I'm so glad you brought this up. You're really bringing up things that are just critical. You know, I mean, you could have every technique in the world, you could have every ebook, every home study course, every guru at your beck and call, but if you can't organize and focus your time and your mind, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Cindy, you're really coming up with some good stuff here.
Then the other thing I would suggest to beginners especially, but even to really to anybody, but, you know, when you tackle a new project, and I can just go back to the first information project that I ever created, at first you sit down and you think, oh, okay, I'm going to write an information product, but then you start to go through the pieces. And what I did is I wrote a list. Well, what's everything that goes into an information product? And that's where, you know, I had the e-book, the information, the sales letter, the product links, the autoresponder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then for each piece of the product or the project, I tried to go through and write every single step that it would take to get it done. And there's two reasons for doing that. And I do that today still. I do it, number one, because it really helps me to make sure that I've covered everything. when it comes to creating whatever it is that I'm doing, whatever project I'm working on, because I've got all the steps there in front of me and all the pieces, and as I'm going through, I don't miss or forget something. But the other thing that it does is it makes the project seem more doable, because when you think about creating this huge new product and all the things that you have to do to get it done, it can be overwhelming. But when you can break down each piece of it into all the little steps that need to be done to get it done, and then on each day's to-do list, you've only got, you know, two or three steps for the product, and you're accomplishing them day after day after day, and before you know it, the whole thing's done. But it becomes much more doable when you can look at little pieces of it as opposed to being overwhelmed by the huge, huge amount that has to be done in the beginning.
Nice. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the interview that we did with Martin Atkins, the rock and roll drummer who's going to be speaking to the System Club.
I haven't heard his yet, no.
Oh, it's really great, and he tells a funny story. He's a businessman and a music record producer and a band manager and a tour promoter, and he's a really serious business guy. But he used to play drums with Johnny Rotten and Nine Inch Nails and all these famous people. And but anyway, he said he remembers when he went to China and he saw the Great Wall of China, and I've never seen it, but apparently once you're there and you look at it, it's just crazy. It's this wall that goes on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. And he was just sort of, dumbfounded. You know, how on earth could anyone build this? He was stunned. And then after a little while, the idea just popped into his head, one brick at a time, you know. It's just a pile of bricks. And they just put one brick on another brick on another brick on another brick, and they ended up with this 1,000-mile-long wall that can be seen from space by satellites. And that I thought is a really good picture of what you're saying, which is to realize that no matter how big the task, you can, if you break it down into each piece and just focus on the pieces right in front of you, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree wholeheartedly.
Excellent.
And, you know, one thing we didn't really talk about at all is just, the basic fundamentals of Internet marketing. Mm-hmm. So I suggested you find somebody and you try to follow that person and learn everything that they know. But everybody really has to start with the basic fundamentals. You know, you need to just kind of understand the general concept of Internet marketing, understand what keywords are and how important they are to driving traffic, how to go out and research and market, what an autoresponder is so that you can automate your follow-up, you know, how to do maybe basic surveys so that you can communicate with your market and really find out what it is that they're looking for, and then how to set up a shopping cart, just those basic fundamental skills that anybody needs if they're entering a new job area or a new job opportunity. And once you master those skills, you can apply them pretty much to any area of Internet marketing.
You and Howie Jacobson, another System grad, helped me develop our course, Smart Beginners, which is designed specifically to get people through that process as quickly as possible. I see a lot of people that go to events and teleseminars and so on, and they get very excited about the concepts, which is great, because they are, I'll tell you, they are exciting. I'm as excited about Internet marketing today, 14 years later, or 13, it's almost 15, as I was when I first encountered it. But it's a practical business, you know, as Cindy pointed out. It's skill-based. There are things you need to know how to do. Luckily, none of them are terribly complicated, but you need to know how to do them. It's more like, if you wanted to be a house builder. Well, if you wanted to be a house builder, you'd know right away, gosh, I better get a saw. I better get some hammer and nails. I better learn how to cut a line, cut a board straight, I better learn how to do all these things, and it just becomes very obvious, and you just learn them and just put your house together. Internet marketing is the same. It is a very mechanical process. In fact, I often tell people we're much closer to plumbers than we are to anything else because we build things and we connect things and we, put things together. So if you're a beginner, what I would recommend is definitely be excited, but turn that excitement into, channel that excitement into learning the practical skills that Cindy just listed, because that's where the money gets made. It doesn't get made by being excited about the big picture.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as you're learning things, no matter what course you're learning from or who it is that you're trying to emulate, you need to do things. You can't just read about it and say, oh, okay, that's a good idea. I need to do that someday, and then read about the next task and read about the next action. You need to actually stop and do what you're seeing or what you're learning, because until you do it, you don't know how simple it is to do, and you don't know what happens when you actually take action.
Yeah, action is the ultimate school. And it's amazing how much you'll learn when you actually do something. It's extraordinary. And there's certain, you know, there's kind of a theme running around in internet marketing circles these days, which is, oh, you know, you don't need to learn anything, just outsource. I have my opinion about that. What's your opinion as somebody who's, you know, gone through the process of being an absolute beginner and has worked your way up? Is it practical, realistic for beginners to be outsourcing all over the place?
You know, as a beginner, I would say no, unless you come into the business with lots and lots of money that you have that you can spend. But I think most people don't. Most people come into the business because they want to be able to make money so that they can either stop the job that they're currently working or add to their income or whatever the case might be. So most people, like me, don't come in with a whole bunch of extra money. And so I made myself learn all those little tasks, how to do them. And the best example I can give here, Ken, is that initially when it came to creating a website, I mean, that can be a little terrifying. You know, if you want to create a website and actually put something up online that people can see. But there are programs out there that make it very, very easy to do. But what I found the first time around is I did work with somebody who did put my website up for me, but I had no idea how to change anything. And if I just wanted to tweak one word, you know, alter one sentence, change one description, I had to go back to that person, wait till they had time, and wait till they could get it done for me. So I forced myself to learn how to do it simply as a time-saving means, if nothing else. And so even if you are outsourcing a lot of these different tasks, it's still a good idea for you to have the basic knowledge so that when simple things come up, you're able to address them and you know how to handle them.
I think it's essential. Because otherwise, how do you know how to judge the work of the vendor? How do you know how to manage a vendor? And if anybody thinks that it's easy to manage vendors, it must be because you've never tried it. Because it's a whole other job, and it can be frustrating. You know, and there's, you know, it's got its own set of responsibilities. So it's not like, oh, I'll just pass this off to somebody else and throw them a few dollars. It's not that way. In fact, Ted Nicholas once told me in a private conversation that if one out of 10 vendors that he tried were actually competent and reliable, he considered that a miracle. Like he'd give everybody a chance, and he'd always pick out a little small task and hope for the best, but he'd done so much business over so many years and encountered so many people that he just realized that basically it's 1 out of 10 who you can actually finally work with. Everybody else is just hacking around and just doesn't get it. So that's something to keep in mind. The other thing, too, is I'm encountering more and more marketers who have taken a good look at the outsourcing paradigm and decided that, you know what, I don't want to be that far away from my business. You know, I know one guy who makes quite a bit of money who actually still reads and responds to all his email. And he says, well, why wouldn't I? Those are my customers. I'm getting the best. Who needs surveys and guessing when every day I'm in a dialogue with my customers? And it's hard to argue with that logic. One of our faculty members, you know, a huge favorite and a really just a great guy, very successful, Lloyd Irvin. And he had outsourced or hired people to handle a lot of sort of basic things in his business, including doing and tracking tests. And he finally came to the. And he makes amazing money. And he's a busy guy. He's a family man and himself, and he's very involved in the raising of his son. And he's a professional athlete. He coaches world class athletes. I mean, he was just at the Pan America Games with his students. Some of them came back with gold medals. Plus, he runs about, I don't know how many businesses. I lost track. But it's a lot, and he generates a lot of revenue, and he thinks, well, you know what, I can't afford to outsource my testing. I'm the only guy that gets it. So I'm not saying you have to sharpen your own pencils and do absolutely everything if the business can support somebody doing some of the drudgery, but this mad rush and this fantasy that you're just going to be able to get others to do your bidding and make your business work for you, it's just madness. It doesn't work that way. You always have to be the captain of the ship.
Cool thing too, kind of, I guess it's like outsourcing, but it keeps it much closer to heart. My 15-year-old is an outstanding graphics person, and I could say to her, I need an image that'll do this, or I need a header that will do that, and it takes her no time at all to do it, and then I pay her a little bit, and, she's happy, and I'm happy, and I have what I want. My sister, who's a stay-at-home mom, I taught her how to set up websites and do just basic websites, and so if I need one done, she can do it for me. Plus, she's even been hired by some other people to set up their websites now. So just look around you. There's probably people around you, either a local high school student, college student, family members who have some knowledge of these different things that you might need to do online who would be very happy to earn a few extra dollars and who are there and available and who you can kind of work with, and they know you and they can do what you need done when you need it done.
So Cindy brings up a really important point. I mean, what could be more beautiful than employing your kids and your family members, and they can make extra money, learn new skills, develop confidence. And this is really something that it's easy to lose sight of. If you read a lot of e-books or you're listening to a lot of teleseminars or maybe even attending events, it's easy to fall under the mistaken belief that lots and lots of people understand internet marketing. Or if not lots of people, lots of business people understand internet marketing. And I would be shocked if 1 out of 1,000 serious business people could pass even a basic test on the fundamentals of internet marketing. And even some so-called internet marketing professionals, I'm amazed at how many people are in the field who don't even have a complete education in it. So the reality is this knowledge is extremely rare, and all kinds of people need internet marketing help. Nonprofit organizations, churches, neighborhood associations, small businesses, chambers of commerce. I mean, it's just endless. So keep your eyes open. One of the things that you're building as you're building your skills, you're not only building your business, but you're building the ability to help others. And that can be a good profit source in the beginning. In fact, that's how I started. I mean, I had my own projects, but I made a lot of money in the early years because nobody knew anything, and I was one of the few people on earth that could do anything. So I was getting all these amazing clients. Ken Giddens had the same experience. Another fellow that we interviewed a while back for our system club, Chris Mos, who does tremendous numbers. That's how he started. And it's not a bad place for beginners to start because your services are greatly needed. You can make cash now, and you kind of get better as you do projects for other people. So in the spirit of that, I wonder, Cindy, if you'd be interested. You mentioned that your sister is now able to do basic websites. Maybe there are people on this call that have been having trouble getting their websites off the ground, and maybe if you're interested, I could give out your contact information, and people could get in touch with you who have that issue.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that would be fine. You can reach me at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at webadmagic.com. It's W-E-B as in boy, A-D as in dog, M-A-G-I-C.com. And I would certainly forward anything on to Laura or whomever else.
Great, so that's Cindy at web. Ad Magic, WebAdMagic, webadmagic.com, Cindy at webadmagic.com. That's great. And I find that lately, when people come to me, and, we haven't done services in many, many, many years. Our last client, I guess, was Dan Kennedy. We did all the internet work for Yannick Silver from the time his business started until about, 2005. Somewhere around there. So it's been, those were our last clients. We used to have several hundred. So we don't do any work anymore at all except for our own account. And that's how you evolve. You do work for others, and then clients just can't pay you as much as you can make on your own. And so you gently drop them, And that's a good and realistic path for everyone to consider taking.
Yep, absolutely. And I do that. you know, we have our own little projects and our own websites, and but I do work for other people too, very much internet-related work, and you know, you can charge $75 an hour, $100 an hour to help somebody with these internet marketing skills that they just don't know, and you're not always doing work for them. Sometimes you're just giving them direction on what they need to go out and do.
Yeah, you know, our mutual friend Perry Marshall loves to say this, that in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And when it comes to internet marketing, we really live in the land of the blind. Nobody knows anything. So, if I mean, believe it or not, if you could just set up a landing page and an opt-in box and an autoresponder series for somebody, and maybe even, you know, write some of the autoresponders for them. Well, there was a guy, I won't mention his name, but there was a guy that used to charge people, I don't know, what was it, $2,000? Just to write a landing page and I think 5 opt-ins. I think it's a little steep, but on the other hand, I guess if it's a difference between having that and getting your business going and having nothing and making no progress, maybe that $2,000 fee isn't so bad. But the point is, I bet a lot of people listening to this call are thinking, my God, you know, I could do that. I could put up an opt-in box and write a landing page and do, you know, for $2,000. Well, yes, you can. And what this guy did that you haven't done is he went out and found people that would that needed it and would pay for the service. So the need out there is tremendous. And when you're learning internet marketing, you are really opening all kinds of doors that you can't even imagine for yourself. I honestly, you know, I've been in all kinds of businesses. I was in the film production business. I worked on Wall Street. I worked for high-tech companies. I've been involved, you know, in academia. You know, I've seen a lot. I've been real estate finance. I just don't know a better body of skills, more useful, more practical, that give a better return on investment than these internet marketing skills. That's just my experience. I mean, maybe there's something better that I've missed. But whenever I encounter somebody that wants to learn business or wants to learn marketing or wants to become an entrepreneur or wants to have their own business, I always say, get good at internet marketing. You'll learn everything. You'll learn about lead generation. You'll learn about closing sales. You'll learn about follow-up. You learn about offers. You learn about market research. And it's just all laid out for you.
So, well, you know, and for somebody who is new to internet marketing and they're sort of listening to us talk about all these different things you can do and skills you should have and all that, you know, if you kind of take a step back, if you were to walk into internet marketing, you can write your own products and sell those online. You can take somebody else's products and sell those. You can take physical products that people buy every day and sell those online. You can, like Ken said, do lead generation where all you're doing is finding traffic and sending it to somebody else. You can take the skills that you've learned and go apply them to small businesses in your area and help them get online. You can serve as a consultant, either doing the services or telling people what they need to get done. So the possibilities are just endless. Whatever your interests are and your skill areas are, if you just learn these basic fundamentals, there's so many different ways to use them.
Yeah, let's give an example being creative about this. I mean, let's say, for example, somebody loves horses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just met somebody that way. You know, she has this shirt that she wears that says, I'd rather be riding, you know. And she wears her cowboy belt with her name branded on the back, and she just loves to ride horses. Well, if that person learned about internet marketing and wanted to find an opportunity, maybe she could specialize in becoming the web marketing guru, designer, host for everybody that owns a riding stable. I mean, there's thousands of riding stables in America. They all need websites. How many of them do you think have a good website? I guarantee less than 1 out of 100. And here's a way she could make a really good living working with people that she loves. And she could probably travel the country, and anytime she needed to ride a horse, she could probably find a client nearby and hop on a horse and get a free ride, you know. So, I mean, that's an example of how this can work.
And let me give you another example.
Please.
My daughter, my 15-year-old, loves Briar horses. And she figured out how to go online and find the best deals on Briar horses, one using eBay and one just doing certain research steps that she goes through. So mm-hmm. She created a little Camtasia video product that's a tutorial that tells people how to find the best deals online for Briar horses. She has her own little website. It's called briarhorsedeals.com. But she took her passion, Briar horses, and created a product from that to benefit other people who share that same passion.
That's awesome. So I bet she has really high search engine ranking for that phrase?
You know, that's a good question.
She should check. Because I doubt there are many people that are putting more effort into that niche than she is.
We should be right on top of that, and I should know the answer.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, that's how I think. That's how I think. I have a few more years on you. You'll think that way soon, too. I got to tell this funny story, if you don't mind, about horses, because it's so amazing. I have a cousin who raises a particular kind of horse, and she made up a calendar. And she's a big breeder. She's one of the biggest breeders in the world of this kind of horse. And she's into this horse. She's a vet, too. No, she's a regular doctor, but she's just into biology and animals and all this kind of stuff. So she made this calendar, the horse of the month, you know. And she sent them to all the famous people in the world who happen to also own and like these kinds of horses. And one of them happens to be Queen Elizabeth, Queen of England. And would you believe, talk about niche marketing, that the phone rang one day and it was the lady in waiting or whoever it is that works for Queen Elizabeth on the line saying, "Hello, I'm calling for the Queen. Would you have a moment to speak with her?" And my cousin, you know, who's this, you know, Irish Catholic kid from, you know, Queens and New Jersey, thought, you know, she was being put on, you know, it was a joke. And no, the Queen of England actually got on the phone with her and started chatting about these horses because they're her passion too. And it's even crazier because the Queen said, "Well, when next time, do you ever come to England?" You know.
Oh,
and
my.
I know. So my cousin goes, "Well, you know, I'm going to a conference in London." "Well, you must come by the castle," you know. And my cousin just thought this was, you know, just nice, pleasant talk, that it was never going to happen. And when she didn't think the Queen was, like, if she went to the castle, that the Queen would actually be there waiting for her. So she and her family, you know, decided, well, hey, we've got some time. Why don't we drive by that castle and just see what's going on? So they went and they drove up to the booth, the guard booth. And you have to understand, the Queen of England is a person who's guarded by the British Army.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just don't knock on her door, you know. And so the guard said, "Well, yes, ma'am, the Queen's been waiting for you all day."
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so the Queen came out and they went to the stables and they walked around. They looked at the horses and they talked about horses, and my cousin's got the picture to prove that it happened. And what's the point of this? Well, it's kind of an interesting story, but it, you know, someone could say, "Well, that niche is too small. You know, where's that going to lead you?" Anything well done can lead you anywhere. So if there's something like, and I love what your daughter's done. I think it's brilliant, and that's a great first project for someone learning about internet marketing. Because if you've got a passion for something and you just love it, that's going to pull you along. In fact, I got to tell you, that's how I learned these skills. I mean, I theoretically knew every internet marketing skill that existed starting in 1994. You know, I knew them all. But actually sitting down and doing it, well, I wasn't that interested in every particular skill. But I had a few projects that meant a tremendous amount to me personally, and that pulled me along. They happened, believe it or not, to be projects that made no money. In fact, they weren't designed to make money. They were designed to do something else. But it was a personal passion. It got me interested. It got me excited. It got me to say, okay, well, I got to learn this skill because I got to get to make this thing happen. And next thing I knew all these skills inside and out, and then was able to apply them to money-making situations. So I think what your daughter's done is brilliant. It's a great model for everybody. Don't even think or wonder or worry whether your idea is big or grand enough. Doesn't matter. If you're into it, just do it. And that first project, you become an expert by the time you're done.
Well, and just like you said, Ken, you know, you don't even have to have something that you're trying to sell. You don't have to be making money. If you want to figure out how to do research online, pick any topic that you're just interested in,
mm-hmm.
and you can go through the different research steps. You'll find tons of information. If you need to learn how to set up an autoresponder, which is this automated system that sends out emails one after the other once somebody's signed up, create it for your family or for your child's classroom, for your school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily making you money, but it's teaching you the skill, which is what's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Put up a family website for your Christmas card this year. Instead of sending out a long Christmas card, you can send people to a website that has pages and learn how to do a little video or an audio and put that up on the site. There's lots of ways to learn these skills.
You know, this is really great because this is how it is in the real world in a lot of industries. Like, for instance, in the film industry, which I was in, there's no on-the-job training in the film industry. You got to show up knowing how to do it. And you typically learn how to do it by buying your own equipment or apprenticing yourself with somebody or working on somebody else's project and working and just working for free on all kinds of stuff until you get good enough to be hireable. And this is the case in a lot of entrepreneurial activities. You know, our interview with Martin Atkins, the rock and roll drummer and music promoter, do you think there's an on-the-job training for being a rock and roll drummer? Or do you think that you get paid to practice to learn the drums? No, there's, you know, in the case of a musician, there's hundreds and hundreds of hours of unpaid work while you learn your craft. Now, luckily, in the internet world, it's not that hard, and the transition, once you know the skill, I mean, if you become a rock and roll drummer, then you've got a real problem, you know, trying to find employment. But if you become good at internet marketing, you are perfectly employable by all kinds of people in all kinds of organizations. There's far more demand than there is supply when it comes to having people that can execute on internet marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not sure if I stressed enough, I guess, the benefit that internet marketing has brought to me, because, you know, I used to be one of those moms that you're up every day in the morning, you're getting kids ready to go to school, rushing around because you have to be at a job. You know, things happen in the morning, but you've still got to be at that job. And then you're there all day long, sometimes later than you want to be. You maybe miss a football game, baseball game, Girl Scouts, whatever, because your job is there and you have to be at it. But by learning these skills, and I was still working while I learned the skills. I mean, that's what most people do. You learn these skills in your free time, or you make free time. You make that time, like I was saying, and you learn the skills. And ultimately you get to the point where, hey, you know, I can make enough money doing this that I no longer have to have that outside job. But it turns you into a totally different person. Your life is so much different when you control your time as opposed to somebody else controlling your time.
Mm-hmm. You know, different people have come to this call different ways. But if you go to thesystemseminar.com/pre, you'll hear an interview with a guy named Ben Moskal. It's a brief thing. It's not even an interview. He's just stating something. It's about 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And he states how he, in his free time, using the free material that everybody on Earth has had access to all these years from us, he duplicated and then he equaled and then doubled his take-home salary from his regular job. And at that point, he felt comfortable quitting his job and devoting himself entirely to internet marketing, and it is now going to have over $1 million in sales online this year. I mean, he's certainly on target. Well, for last year, which was been 2007. I'll say that when I got started in this, I had a business already that kept me very busy 8 to 10 hours a day, and I basically had two work days. I would do my regular business, and then I would have some dinner, and then I'd put on my internet marketing hat, and I would be up till midnight, 1, 2 in the morning every night. Now, you guys don't have to go through that, because we've already gone through all the hard work of sorting out what works and what doesn't work and what matters and what doesn't matter. But if you could put 2 hours or so, an hour or two every night, maybe some extra time on the weekends, you will be amazed at how fast you can come along. And that's the reason why we created the Smart Beginners program, and Cindy was on that, and Howie Jacobson, author of AdWords for Dummies. We realized this is a skill-based business. You know, it's not a make-believe business. It's not a dream-hard and wish-hard business. It's a skill-based business. And people were being held back by not having the skills. So we identified what all the critical skills, must-have skills, are for internet marketing. And we just lay them all out. We have screen videos that you can watch and actually see every single thing being executed. And it's verbal descriptions. There's no possibility of not getting it. And you can go. Anybody can go through that program in 30 days. Or less. You could do it in a weekend if you were ambitious, but you know, if you're very busy and need to stretch it out, it could take you as long as 30 days. But after those 30 days, you're a pro. Okay, you're not making $1 million a day, or you know, you're not world famous, but you know how to do everything in internet marketing that matters. And now it's a matter of just getting in the game and doing projects and going from one project to another and bigger projects and higher stakes projects. And next thing you know, you're a player.
Yep, I agree. I even go back and listen to it sometimes, you know, just to see, gosh, what have I forgotten or what am I missing here? Because there's a ton of information.
Well, that's the reason for good seminars and good conferences, and just reviewing stuff that you already have. I am always reviewing the fundamentals. And I'll tell you, the longer I'm at this, the more I value the fundamentals. I pretty much make all my money from three or four different things that I do very, very well. It's certainly not true that you have to learn absolutely everything about internet marketing before you can make money. I'm here to tell you, you can make millions of dollars in internet marketing and have big holes in your education. As long as you know how to get traffic from somewhere, you know, it doesn't mean you have to get all the traffic in the world, but you can get a good amount of traffic. And as long as you know how to convert that traffic, you're in business, and you could be making all kinds of money, whereas somebody else who's accumulated every ebook and home study course and been to every event on earth may not have even gotten out of the starting gate. This is an action. It's a very, like, you know, a carpenter that's got a hammer and some nails and a saw and wood is way better off than the guy that's got a full library on, you know, fine woodworking and, you know, all these other topics, you know, because he's out there sawing and hammering and putting things together.
Yep. And I always look at it, it's kind of like a baseball player because softball is my passion. But once you learn how to hit, you learn how to stop a ground ball, you learn how to throw, and you can run. I mean, those are your fundamental skills, very similar to what you find in internet marketing. Mm-hmm. And the better you can make those skills, the more you can strengthen them, the better overall of a baseball player or an internet marketer you will be.
Mm-hmm. It's true in football. It's true in basketball. I played a lot of basketball, and I was blessed to have a coach who was an All-American who actually played head-to-head against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. For those of you that have been a little older, you know, he was one of the great, great centers. And my coach played against that guy, and he drilled us in the basics. And really, you know, basketball is what? It's dribbling, it's passing, it's shooting, it's rebounding. And that's it. And defense, of course. That's all there is to it. You know, and if you can execute on those things really well, you can get a lot of mileage. Hey, well, listen, we've done, I think, a good job of laying out things that beginners should be paying attention to. We have, it's smartbeginners.com, is that my domain?
Correct.
We have a, you know, it's not a pitch, you know. I think you got content that you can absolutely take and use from this call. I know I have. I've been reminded of some really important things. But if for some reason you feel that you are missing some important skills in internet marketing, you could solve that like this weekend, you know, or this week, or certainly this month, by going to smartbeginners.com, and there is the home study course. That no pie in the sky stuff here, just the mechanics and the profession of being an internet marketer. Cindy assisted me on it, and you can see why I had Cindy help me, because she's very, very good at remembering what matters and what's practical. And then we had Howie Jacobson, who is just one of the great experts now in AdWords, and he's helped us with the AdWords part of that, as well as some other things. That's smartbeginners.com. Also, this call was sponsored by the System Seminar. System Seminar is an annual event. It's a conference. It's the only conference of its type in the internet marketing world where we have experts. We don't have celebrities. We're not interested in celebrities. We're interested in experts, whether they're famous or not famous. We don't have pitching. We don't have a lot of the nonsense that goes on at some of these events. What we focused on is education. And at this event, we're going to have over 25 faculty members, and that's what these calls are about, to give you a chance to meet the faculty in advance. Cindy and I are going to teach at least one session together, maybe two. One session will be specifically for people that are new to internet marketing and or new to the system. So before you jump into the whole system and, you know, you go to all the courses that we have available at the conference, there's going to be a special session for you to help you get oriented and help you get the most out of your system experience. And then at the very end of the conference, there's going to be a special session, again, for beginners who've now absorbed and been exposed to a tremendous amount of material and are now trying to find direction. So we're going to help you find your personal direction at the end of the conference. And meanwhile, there's going to be all kinds of other sessions that you can go to. I mean, anything you want to know about traffic, whether it's Google AdWords or SEO, we have the best people in the world, bar none. Copywriting, info marketing, best people in the world, bar none. We've got it all covered. Video on the internet, covered. Want to start your own coaching program? Covered. You want to do article marketing, covered. I'm sure I'm leaving out a ton of stuff, but it's quite an event. This is something that I've been doing every year since 1994. I've always put on a big event, at least once a year, every year since the very first Internet Marketing Seminar, which we put on in 1994. Not our first seminar, the first seminar in the world. There was no other Internet Marketing Seminars before mine. Everything else has come afterwards. And I made this event public in 2002 for the first time and called it The System. We gave it a name. And it's been great. You know, we started out with just 68 attendees, and last year we had a little bit over 400. We'll probably have that number or more this year. It's a great chance to meet people that are in the business, ask them questions, see what's real, see what's not real, and get direct access to experts. I mean, there's going to be people at this event that you cannot hire for less than $500 an hour, assuming that you could even hire them, because some of them are just too busy. But at The System, they're right there. You can walk up to them. You can ask them a question. You can get into a conversation with them. It's a pretty amazing experience, wouldn't you say, Cindy?
Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree with that, Ken. I've gone to The System both just as an attendee and as a faculty member, and the access that you have to these people who are doing outstanding things in Internet marketing is, you know, they're like sitting right next to you during a presentation. So it's not like somebody just teaches and they disappear. They teach, then they go to the next class because they want to learn too, and they go to lunch with everybody, and they're there in the evening hanging out in the hotel lobby. So they are there.
Great. Great. Well, you know, not everybody will be able to come for whatever reason. If you, for some reason you can't come, take advantage of these free calls, please. Don't be fooled by the fact that they're free. They are packed with stuff. And, again, we've had students make significant money, and in the case of Ben Moskal, crazy money with nothing more than the free material. It's okay, you know. Someday you'll catch up with us, like as Ben. Ben now comes to all of our events because now he can afford to. So if you can't make it, you know, we're trying to give you every possible way to get into this business in the right way. If you can make it, it'll be an amazing experience for you. That's all I can say. We've done this long enough for enough years and seen so many people. You know, if I would just give the list of people that got trained by us, you know, Yannick Silver, Alex Mendosian, Perry Marshall, Dave D, Lloyd Irvin, Matt Fury, Allie Brown, Dr. Wu Ming, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on. Mike Stewart. And then the number of people that have come and gotten finished, you know, in other words, they knew some stuff, but they were missing some big pieces and got those big pieces taken care of. That's another whole long list. So if you look at it, there's no other seminar that does this. You won't find one. You won't find even a single seminar that can hold up two or three, you know, really well-known successful grads. It just doesn't happen. So it's a great investment. If you're coming, you'll never regret it. And if you can't, do take advantage of the free stuff. So Cindy Kapler in Tucson, Arizona, with five kids and a busy schedule, I want to thank you for giving us an hour of your time today and sharing some really important insights. I don't think we talk enough about this basic fundamental stuff, and so I'm very grateful to you.
Well, thanks, Ken. I enjoyed it. And I just want to say if anybody has a question, you know, you can go back to the blog where you downloaded these calls from, and you can post questions there because people are checking and coming back to see if in fact, questions are being posted.
Excellent. That's a really good point. God, what would I do without you, Cindy? I'd be lost here. thank you for letting people know that. Okay, everybody, I will talk to you later.